Full Moon Oracle Message for August 2020. I begin this message with an astrology reading. We had the blessing of receiving a reading from my student and friend and wonderful astrologer, Lee Horowitz, at our monthly women's circle Friday. And it was wonderful. So I'm going to give you a bit of a distillation of it. This is the full moon in Aquarius with the sun in Leo. This is a year of shocks, of deconstruction, of breakdowns. The whole decade is one of deconstruction, but this year is the one with the biggest shocks. Mars is in Aries, which is making people very reactive right now. Definitely noticing this, aren't you? Mars is also linking to Chiron, the healer. The best use of Mars and Chiron is the healing of the masculine right now. What does the unhealed masculine look like? How does it become the healed warrior, the hero? And the appearance of the comet Neowise is showing us the completion of the cycle of patriarchy. And this Lee had gotten from Pam Gregory. We have a call to courage, to show up, to be heroic. And there is a lot of good new stuff coming in, but we have to look for it and feel for it because operating on the mental level is crazy making right now. I'm definitely feeling that. Uranus in Taurus gives us the opportunity for breakthroughs and leaps in our own evolution. And remember that we are global citizens working in concert with others. Leo is creativity and love and allowing for new creation in our life, something new coming over the horizon. And in these times, this can be abrupt and sudden. Things can change in an instant. We can have a lot of eruptions, intense charged energy, and nobody wanting to budge. We have to let go. Letting go is the remedy of this time. There is a lot of intensity, frustration, squares in the chart. There's tremendous firepower this month. With that fire, we can get hurt physically, have accidents, hurt others, or harness the energy for inner change. The movement is in. Work through, love what we can, release what we can, and begin anew. My deep appreciation and thanks to Lee Horowitz for that reading. And for the oracle message, I asked my guides in these intense times with so much chaotic energy around us and so much information flying at us that is incorrect or skewed or outright lies, how do we discern what to believe? An Andromedans came in and said, "And so, you are indeed faced with great difficulties here. The human mind has many limitations. Your minds love to confirm what you think you already know. You call this confirmation bias. And many who claim to be thinking in quote-unquote higher consciousness are not. Who claim to know and speak quote-unquote the truth. Do not. We have told you before, anytime you believe you know the truth, you do not. There is always more to learn and understand. There are always ways that you blind yourselves. The only place of truth is accepting that you do not and probably never will know the whole truth. That each truth is a stepping stone, a stair on a never-ending staircase. Each leads to another, and another, and another. The place to be is in the place of unknowing, the place of allowing the unknowing. We offer you many questions you can ask in looking for what to believe. Ask, is this of love? Does this move us into greater connection? Does this help us be kinder and more compassionate? Who benefits from this? Is this for the greater good? Ask, why do I want to believe this? Does this hook into my trauma, my confirmation bias? To ask this, you have to be willing to look at the unacknowledged parts of yourself, to open your subconscious and become aware of what the belief is hooking into. Ask, am I serving wounds or serving healings? And as we have said before, thinking that only things are quote-unquote higher are quote-unquote good, and that things that are quote lower are quote bad or negative, does not serve you. That is not truth. This thinking can make you avoid your own subconscious and refuse to recognize your own shadows, your own inner worlds. The greater good includes light and shadow, day and night, joy and sorrow, laughter and anger, waking and sleeping, high and low frequencies, vibrations. When you allow only what you think of as quote light and quote high, you submerge valuable aspects of your humanity and your divinity. This makes you more susceptible to manipulation. The unhelpful ideas and beliefs have a certain kind of energy signature. They are more jagged, spiky energies. They produce a lot of static in the signal. This may fool you into thinking they are high vibrational, especially when you hold those beliefs. But they are subtly dissonant and out of phase. What you do not want to look at in yourself will get hooked into by false theories and beliefs that do not serve. Your inner dissonances will resonate with the dissonance of the false and divisive beliefs. You must expand your perceptions, not narrow them. You must become more energetically discerning of the subtle distinctions in the energies of stories, ideas, beliefs that are not for the greater good. Ask, how does this energy feel in my body? And then realize that the human body will produce chemicals that feel good even from these false beliefs. So you cannot rely only on your gut. You must be even more discerning with your inner messages and your intuition. You must develop finer sensitivity to the energies of coherence, of wholeness, of alignment with higher and deeper understandings. Is this aligned with the energies of creation? Is this harmonious or dissonant? Ask, does this open doors to greater wholeness, connection, partnership, or does it close doors? Is this expansive or contractive? Does this promote division or interconnectedness? If this promotes division, who benefits from that? Humans also have a herd mentality, a tendency to believe what others believe in your community. You must also be willing to ask these questions of others. You have the internets now, which spread division and hatred at great speed. These dissonant, chaotic energies thrive on the internets. You must be wary. You must always question. You must be very careful on the internets. You must not leave the internets open all the time because you are susceptible to these energies all the time then. You must close your web browsers, your social media, your email programs, etc. There are many and many humans promoting division and strife and distrust on the internets for money and influence, for political gain, to destroy connection, to destroy the movement toward unity and greater compassion, to silence the voices of partnership, of partnerism, to maintain the dominator culture. You must also remember that humans have been spectacularly wrong many times in your history. The earth is flat. The sun travels around the earth. The Inquisition, your Senator McCarthy from the U.S. and his Inquisition, the beliefs your wars have been based on. Humans are the only important life form on Earth. Animals have no intelligence. Plants have no consciousness. This is a very short list of all the spectacularly wrong beliefs humans have taken on. You have been wrong more than you have been right as a species. Remember this. Again, we remind you, anytime you believe you know, you do not. Decide to be in the unknowing place, the place of possibilities. This does not mean to be inactive, to do nothing. It simply means to be in the place of continual questioning, of continual growth, of welcoming new understandings, of asking and asking for wider and deeper perspectives that lead to the next stair of truths, and the next, and the next. And we send you much love, dear humans. We send you our love. We are here to support you. We know you are learning and growing most of the time as best you can. We send you our love, and we send you our love.